Is your staff going to start working remotely some or all of the time moving forward? Join us as we share some questions you should ask to ensure your staff has the technology that will allow them to do a good job for you.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where best practice individuals go for all the latest business intelligence they need if they work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. Today, we're going to talk about an issue impacting every organization that is considering not bringing its staff back to the office 100%. And of course, that's most companies. I want to discuss the questions that you will need to ask if you're going to allow your staff to work remotely more than, let's say, one day a month. And by the way, I hope you're offering that option because studies show at least 70% of all employees would like to work from home at least part of the time. And that includes your accounts payable, your accounting, and your finance staff. We've got five questions for you to help you evaluate what, if any, assistance you will need to offer your employees to make sure that this working from home endeavor is a success, not only for your employees, but for your organization. Please note, by the way, that some of these issues will be addressed in that corporate working from home or remote work expense reimbursement policy that many are rushing to create because, as we found out the hard way when we entered the whole COVID crisis, many organizations did not have a policy. And remember, what you do for one, you have to do for all. So you need to be careful as you evaluate these questions and you answer them and you figure out what you want to do for each of these individuals. Hopefully, you had HR involved in creating this policy so you don't have any of these issues. Okay, so let's dive right in. Let's get started. Question number one, you want to consider how many days the individual will be working from home. Will they be working from home one day a month? Or 3 days a week, or all the time. The amount of time that they're working from home will impact your responses and your answers to some of the other issues that we're going to bring up. Now, security is security. That's probably going to be the same regardless of whether they're home for 1 hour or all the time. But some of the other considerations, it will depend upon how much they're going to work from home. And therefore will be less critical. But the answers to these questions will set the tone for the rest of the issues. So how much are they going to be working at home? In other words, how much will less than ideal technology impact their function? Okay, so once you've got that in the back of your mind, you can think about some of these other issues. Issue number one, how good is their Wi-Fi? And if it's not that good, should you pay to beef it up? Because if the Wi-Fi is slow, especially if they're online all the time, which most of us are today when we're doing our work, this can really slow people down, especially if they're accessing your ERP system, like maybe your invoice processes and they've got that direct feed. If that slows down, it's going to slow down their work. And again, if it's only one day a month, that's one thing. But if it's 3 out of 5 days of the week or all the time, it can be a real issue. Now, sometimes people will say when we bring this issue up about which should you pay to beef up the Wi-Fi, because usually you can beef it up if you pay for, you know, a higher level service, people will say, well, the family will benefit or he or she will benefit in their spare time. And that's true. They will. But, and this is a big but, you can't get hung up on that. If you're going to spend, let's say it costs $50 a month to beef up the Wi-Fi, you know, what are you going to do? Break that down, you know, into how many minutes is this one on? How many minutes is that one on? Okay, so it's an issue, but don't get hung up in the minutia of the issue, because at the end of the day, that minutia is not important. So how fast is their Wi-Fi and does it need to be beefed up? Now, I want to caution you about one thing. One of the things we saw during COVID is people were complaining about the bandwidth and how slow it was, et cetera. But you have to keep in mind that was when everyone was at home, or almost everyone was at home. And, you know, we may have had like a family with the mother, the father, the kid in college, and two younger kids being homeschooled where you had 5, 6 people, however many, trying to use the same bandwidth, and that slowed it down. But moving forward, hopefully the children will be back in school and we won't have as much bandwidth, so maybe it will have to be improved, maybe it won't. So you need to keep that into consideration. You want to measure the speed once we return to whatever normal will be, okay? Not based on the worst scenario during COVID. Okay, before I address the really important issues of security, if you want tips and insights on running a more efficient accounts payable function or your accounting, finance, or accounts payable career for that matter, I'd like to invite you to subscribe. And if you're watching on YouTube, please ring that bell on the top of the screen to be alerted whenever we have new postings, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. Okay, now back to the security issue, which no big surprise here, is really, really important. What security do they have at home? One of the big complaints that we heard during COVID was that people at home did not, their security wasn't on their on the computer, was not as good as it was in the office, okay? And not a big surprise, but what you need to do is have one of your IT people evaluate, is it adequate? Some simple things. Does the employee have a home Wi-Fi network, which most of them will, but is it password protected? Or can anybody sitting in a nearby house or apartment, can they hack in and use it, or not even really hack in, just log in and start using it, which will be two things. Number one, it'll be possibly a security issue, but also it could slow it down. So you want to evaluate what the situation is with each of your employees and their security. And again, your IT staff probably is the ideal people to do it. You also want to make the point, which you shouldn't have to make, and I probably shouldn't have to bring it up, but we want to be thorough here. And inevitably, whenever I think, oh, everybody knows that, or nobody would do that, there's one person sitting in the audience or more who would doesn't understand. And that is that when your employees are accessing your ERP system or they're logged into your system, whatever, they should not be using a public Wi-Fi network, and you want to set guidelines for them. They should not take a laptop down to the local Starbucks and log in using the Starbucks Wi-Fi, okay? Yeah, they can go down to the local Starbucks. They can even take, you know, a pad or a laptop that's not hooked into your ERP system and, you know, make notes or do whatever they have to. But let's not get carried away here. Let's use a little common sense about how we're going to do that. Okay, next question. And this really will be impacted by that first question of how often are they going to be working at home? How much? Is it one day a month? That's one issue. Is it all the time? That's a completely different issue. What technology do they have? Are they using an old computer that they had at home or a laptop or something that maybe is a little out of date, in which case it will slow them down? And again, if they're spending a large portion of their time at home, you don't want them being slowed down because that, you know, will impact their productivity, or they'll have to work 10 hours a day, and that's not a good thing either. So for a small investment, you can beef up their computer technology, especially if they are going to be working remotely a decent amount of time. Now, beef up their technology, be it you buy a new computer, new screen, some of the other stuff that we're going to talk about. You need to keep track of it, and you need to address the issue in your working from home or your remote work expense reimbursement policy, because the question then becomes, who owns it? And if the employee separates from the company, either because the company terminates their employment, maybe have layoffs, you have a slowdown, or the employee goes out and finds a new job, who owns that technology and how does it have to be returned? So you want to make sure not only that you evaluate what they have, you decide what they need new, what you're going to buy new, and then you want to make it real clear to them as to who owns it, because the last thing you need is, God forbid, you're laying somebody off and they think they own the computer and you want it back. You know, it can get ugly. So you need to keep track of what you bought and who you bought what for, and then have a real clear policy on the ownership situation and what happens when people part ways. And, you know, it might be, especially if it's a computer, that for the next 3 years, the company owns it, and then it would be the employees or whatever you decide. Again, What you do for one, you have to do for all. So make sure you get HR involved in this and it's spelled out in your policy. Some companies will take the stance that no matter what, they want it returned. They don't care if it's a 15-year-old computer, again, because they want to make sure everybody is treated the same way. Okay, so keep track of it. It's a, probably will be a relatively small investment given what technology costs today, but keep track of it. Along the same line, and it's not technically technology, but there are will be related items. And the two that I've heard about that people talk about are ergonomic chairs and standing desks. And again, you want this addressed in the policy. I know when COVID first hit, many organizations allowed their staff to go into the office and take whatever equipment they wanted home with them so that they could, you know, do their job from home. I remember one woman complaining to me. She said at home in her house, the only place she had to work was the kitchen table, which was fine, and the hard kitchen chairs. And at work, she had an ergonomic chair, so she went out and bought an ergonomic chair. Nothing wrong with that if the company policy allows it, number one. And number two, you know, what you do for one, you do for all. Okay, so make sure you're very clear on what people can do and what they can't do and who owns it and what's expected at the end of your relationship, if you will. Okay, breaking up, well, you know, that old thing, breaking up is hard to do. Okay. On a related issue, I want to talk about the two screens. Now, we did a short video about two screens in accounts payable. It's episode 106 if you want to view it. And if you're watching on YouTube, a link should be appearing to the top right. I guess I should be pointing that way momentarily. But two screens, okay? If you have invoice processes along with other people, I know a lot of other professionals like to have two screens, you want to seriously consider making sure that the employee has two screens at home, especially if they're going to be working home 3 days a week or more, or, you know, a reasonable amount of time, because over time, that's going to pay off. Again, address it in the policy. You want to make sure it conforms to your expense reimbursement policy. And again, what you do for one, you do for all. So don't buy for one and not another. Okay. So remember, consistency is the key here. Otherwise, you could unintentionally be creating additional HR folks. Now, we recently talked with a group of managers and industry thought leaders about the whole working from home issue. It's episode 104, and on YouTube, a link will appear for it momentarily to the left. And as always, we always appreciate those thumbs up and shares. Thanks, guys.